It's all part of the plan.
Hello, everybody. Hi. Welcome to Talk Radar again. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, this is PlayStation editor Michael Raparez.
And this is Nintendo editor Brett Nelson.
You're really quiet. Bring your fucking mic down.
Of GamesRadar.com.
There you go.
Yeah, whatever.
And I'm Christopher Antison. It doesn't matter. But did everybody have a good 4th of July?
Sure.
Yeah, it was okay.
Wow. Okay. Did everybody get drunk?
No.
I got scared by the fireworks and crawled under my couch to escape.
God damn it. That does not lead into my anecdote very well. Unless... Okay. I was drinking with our own Paulie Ballnuts and Paul Ryan of Cheat Planet and Rich Winton Bottom. Rich made... we had a little 4th of July party that, you know, thanks you guys for not showing up. But anyway...
Canada.
Whatever. Michael, your excuse?
Was I even invited?
Anus hole. That's all I'm saying. But we were having a little party, and Rich made proper good vegetarian chili. I love good vegetarian chili, because when you can't tell the difference between that and meat chili, totally nummified, everything comes together. It's like atom splitting. Which leads me to our next story. I ate so much of it, and then I went out to this bar, and Rich and I are talking to these women, and... one of these women says something that I pretend to laugh at, like you do with women. And I, dude, all of a sudden, like, oh, I just farted. So it wasn't a little fart like that. I wish it was just, it was a prolonged fart. So I just had to continue laughing over it. But, oh my god, we are smack dab in the middle of Babes Week.
Actually, by the time this posts, it will be the end of Babe Week.
Not if I get it done early. Won't happen.
That's true.
Babes Week. Who's your favorite babe? Don't say your mom.
Jill Valentine.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I really poked fun at her for looking like fucking Blossom with that stupid hat.
Well, take the hat off. I'm not worried about the hat.
Even when she doesn't have the hat on, she ties a stupid sweater around her neck like Mr. fucking Gilligan's Island guy.
Do you know what Jill Valentine looks like?
I do. I was handling all the goddamn acid. She's in a skirt and she's...
Yeah, that one game she's got a stupid shirt tied around her. I don't care.
I don't know which game we're talking about.
Resident Evil, I don't know. It's one
Code
of them.
Umbrella. Got it.
Code Umbrella Chronicles. Veronicaville.
Anyway, we got a proverbial fuck ton of babe stuff for you to look at. Did anybody have anything in particular they found babelicious or hilarious or boner inducing?
Well, some people.
I'm actually getting sick of hearing the word babes at this point.
I hate the word babe. I think that should have gone out with tubular.
Yes.
I think it was gone for like 6 or 7 years, and then suddenly it decided to come back about 2 or 3 years ago, where it was okay not an instant deal breaker if you say babes.
I can't stand it.
I don't like that word.
What happened to walking axe wounds? Okay, more stuff that's going to be edited. Great.
What is with all this hatred, Chris? Where is it coming from?
I should explain. I am just trying my best to be irreverent, and to do so, I drank I drank a bit of vodka and a warm Tecate to see if it would make it funnier. So please, we have a Talk Radar feedback forum. Tell me, and I'll get drunk next time. Well, okay, anybody who tells me I'm the funniest when I'm drunk wins a prize. How about that? Elston, what is the prize this week?
I don't know.
Either. Anyway, top 7 shower scenes.
In games! Which somehow became like almost a breakdown of the actual shower units themselves. Not sure. I don't know. It's kind of a strange twist.
Well, it's from the UK, and they had a lot of success with the water effects article.
That's true. Strange.
That is true.
an article about WaterFix did very well.
I can see it in the presentation. H2O is a big one. We're 90% water.
The earth is covered in a lot of it.
There you go. That's where I was going.
So how about we talk showers, boys?
But I didn't... I see, you know, we normally go over the top seven, but I feel like an asshole. I haven't really played any of these games. I played Enemy Zero on my Saturn because I bought it in a pack of 40 Saturn games. Along with, like, D2 and... I'm just going to read them off real quick, and anybody tell me some fond memories of any of these games. Number 7 in the top 7 shower scenes, Enemy Zero. Number 6, Psygirls.
Oh, that game had a great shower. So.
Number 5, Fatal Frami 3.
Frame.
Excuse me. Number 4, Rumble Rosez. Number 3,
gotta keep going.
Parasite EB. Number 2, Dead or Alive 3. Number one. Hold on, I'm going to cue the germinal effect. X-Eno Saga, episode III.
There's no monkey ball in Xeno Saga.
Xeno Saga, episode triple. And I've never played a Xeno Saga game, because if you put the word saga in your game, I'm going to think it takes a long time. And I'm not going to touch it.
I would just like to say I don't really have a problem with the way that the UK writers decided to format this, because, I mean, come on, it's a shower scene. What the hell are you going to write about it aside from lol boobies?
Look at like, all
every
boobs.
Entry.
No, that's true. It's just
boobs,
like it's
boobs,
just like
thighs, ass, boobs.
a lot of people, that's the impression they get of the site, so that would just be true to form.
That is what our reputation is. So.
Not necessarily our fault. If it didn't work, we'd stop doing it.
Yeah, if you guys would stop clicking on it, we wouldn't do it.
You made us, you bastards!
Yes!
And I got news for you, because I worked on Overlooked Babes, which was kind of fun, because the more Babes features I do, the more vulgar I get to be. Because I'm not really the type of guy who can look like, oh man, those tits were hanging out like nobody's business. Like, I can kind of only make jokes about fucking animals and severed heads. Like,
about fucking severed heads?
Fucking severed animal heads.
Ooh.
Hey,
you see what you did there? I saw it.
I'm going to put it in Candy Kong's neck hole.
That was almost a supervillain laugh.
And that is how I kept it. I kept it appropriate. I said, "Put it in."
It could
not
be
cocks, not mine. No,
talking about dicks, people.
Dicks.
No, but like the number one on this list was that Xeno Saga, and I watched it, and it wasn't like it was the top seven shower scenes. It literally read like it was the top seven showers, because the number one in the list isn't like the sexiest scene in it.
Yeah.
It's the badass shower that I'm like, I want to take a shower in that.
Which is funny. But
it's funny. What?
Well, I mean, because the shower scene, because I thought it was like a sexy thing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get fodder for that to talk about in the podcast. I don't mean to give shit to the UK. I love the UK's article. I just didn't have time to read it this week. I thought the shower scenes all were about as sexy as the ones in Schindler's List. What?
So unsafe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, I'll give myself this.
That may not be enough. I don't think that's currency at the unemployment office.
You act like I made Schindler's List.
Do you guys accept Mario sound effects?
He's laughing. Laugh out loud, Michael.
With exactly $5. Market.
Well,
Babe Week, where are we going with this?
Well, the larger thing here is that some may say, which is the one thing they teach you in journalism school, not to ever say, is some say, because there's no attribution there, but... Because
you would be Fox News.
Yeah. Or the internet. And in this case, are you going to light up right here in the office?
It's comforting to hope.
You've got the cigarette out. Like, I guarantee the sprinklers will go.
No, I'm seriously just had a couple drinks, and I just need to hold the cigarette. I'll take my lighter.
Oh,
there you
don't
go.
Don't throw lighters, dude.
Take my lighter away from me, but I'm just going to hold it.
You realize this is being recorded, right?
I do. And that's
all right.
All
right. He's hamming it up. Look at him.
I'm not hamming it up. I'm trying not to slur.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you think there's any gas in here?
I hate my mother.
All right. So yeah, the Babes thing. You could argue that making a week on Babes is not exactly the greatest idea in the world. It's a cheap idea and it's simple. But the point is, it works. And also, that the larger point here is, I think there aren't that many original ideas still to be had in video game, internet, webs, like that topic.
I think it's as far as journalism goes, because a top shower scene isn't an original idea. I guarantee Hustler did that in 1969 when, you know.
Yeah, all that was going on down there.
Pubic hair was the size of, the size of Chihuahua dogs. They were doing fucking shower scenes. What? Don't look at me like that.
No, I was just going to say, you made the point, Brett, that we write about a very narrow band of topics, and as such, it's pretty difficult to come up with new ideas within that context.
So, this is a little bit of insider GR info, and also some people listening, if you're actually in the industry, thanks. Insight into something that happened that caused a bit of a tussle.
A tiff?
A rigmarole? I'm running out of words here.
A kerfuffle, even?
Yeah.
You don't even know what that means.
I don't know or care.
A bolly fuck.
It's gone tits up.
A cluster shart.
Jesus. You should not be allowed near the English language anymore.
I'm going to combine words like a mad scientist until something is funny. All right. Anyway, goddamn, the point is, last year there was a story we did about it was a best in breast story about boobs. That's it.
Boobs.
A story about boobs. And we had a guy from 1UP write an article in his blog, basically calling us out and saying we stole the idea from him, when it's like, well, not really, because it's just an idea about boobs. And ours was kind of wrapped in this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It was written by a girl whose mother, I think, was actually...
How? Like, it was. It was our article was written by an actual...
A female.
A vagina proprietor.
Yeah. And not that like, makes it better or anything. I'm not arguing quality at all here. I'm just saying, like, that's not an original idea. And the reason he pointed it out to us and to the world by doing it on the internet was because earlier that year, we posted a story that accused IGN of copying one of our ideas. That was not everyone in the office's decision. It wasn't a very it wasn't a very good one, because the idea...
Hold on, for a little information, what if I link this to the podcast page, the article?
I don't
in
care.
Question. Because I loved it, because does IGN stand for I Got Nothing?
Yeah.
Well, ideas got none was what
ideas
we...
Ideas got none, yeah. Imitating Games Radar now...
And I'm putting we in quotes there. We meaning Games Radar.
Yeah. The thing was, we posted a story that was like, IGN's run out of ideas. We're the idea factory, and we came up with this idea, which was just, I think it was just something very basic, like the best games of the previous generation.
It was two things. Yeah, it was first that there was a seven franchises. We did a top seven franchises have been run into the ground, and then IGN, like 2 weeks later, did a top 10 same concept franchises that have run their course or whatever.
And then
a little while afterward, we did like the, you know, top 25 games of the last generation. And then like a week after that, they did top 25 games of the last generation.
Yeah. It was infuriating. I remember watching that. Like, it really was too close to not... Because they're like, fuck, you guys already have way more readers than we do. Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, but the point is, that's not an original idea. That idea has been done to death
repeatedly
by all websites that have fucking writers on them. The top whatever of whatever. Like, it just doesn't matter. The point is, we shouldn't have done it in the first place. It's not like everyone here was like with fucking flags.
I'm not saying we should have done it. I'm not saying we shouldn't have done it. The atmosphere at the time was that our editors were genuinely upset to see the big dog that we have to go up against, and we currently, at the time, we had like a third of the traffic of, completely emulate what we were doing, like right following it.
The thing is, they weren't emulating what we were doing. That was a very safe article. They would be emulating us if they did shit like top seven, you know, any one of the top sevens that we've done that are articles that most that large sites don't do, because we can kind of argue our way out of getting in trouble with them.
We can.
Well, we do. We posted all kinds of stuff that gets us phone calls from companies, and then we just are like, yeah, well, whatever. But the point is, it's just, we don't do a lot of, you know, we don't get a lot of first hands-on preview and first exclusive reveal, except for Mega Man 9 and and Anna Chanbara for Wii, apparently, today. But yeah, that's what we do, is features. So it was weird in this case for, like, feature that we put up to be the same. The point is, we should not have posted a story on the site calling out a company that actually we used to own many, many years ago.
I just wanted to say that the article that we posted calling them out on it was done kind of in the spirit of tabloid journalism. It's like, hey, let's just get in there and mess things up and like start a war and it'll draw readers and it'll be great. And that just completely backfired. Yeah. And it started a war, but it was a war of everyone against us. So
yeah,
that was dropped quickly.
Why don't you love us?
It was dropped quickly because it was a bad idea. Just plain
yes,
and
it
simple.
Was a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. But then
I'm
we
just
get,
explaining
like,
what some of the rationale behind it was.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, the point is that like when we then got called out for allegedly stealing an even less original idea of boobs in games, failed to notice the fact that they're now accusing us of what we were accusing someone else of, which is stealing horribly unoriginal ideas. Like, if we posted something specific, like, say, the what if a nuclear bomb went off in Superman's ass, and then next week IGN posted a what if Superman ate a grenade, like, then that would be like, what the fuck, guys? But that's not what happened. These were like basic ideas, and the point is, it's the fucking internet and we're all writing about video games. Ideas are going to overlap, and you just have to suck it up. We should have sucked it up when it happened. We were wrong, way wrong to
that's
go.
That's what I said. I've seen the movie Yojimbo 4 times. I've loved every one. Yojimbo, Fistful of Dollars, Miller's Crossing, and Last Man Standing. Miller's Crossing is my favorite one. The second. Ideas don't necessarily get old. They can be elongated. They can be better.
Okay. You can do things. Yeah. And then also, as a point to this, most recently, last week, both we and 1UP posted like most patriotic games. I would argue their list didn't make as nearly as much sense as ours because they had Metal Gear Solid 4, which is kind of the most...
Seriously, have you ever played that game? I think they saw camo fatigues and thought patriotic.
Yeah,
it's like most rednecks. And
the U.S. is a puppet state controlled by robots. Black helicopters, man. Which one of you guys pay me more? Because I'll be
loyal. They're building a giant barrier between church and state. Eat him.
But yeah, but then nobody called it out because guess what? It's 4th of July. We're both game sites.
What do you think? I said. I had that idea in December. I just couldn't use it.
Yeah. It's like if we in GameSpot posted a story about best Christmas games, which we already did last year for Christmas.
Yes.
You can't argue about that. Argue about babe features. You can't
understand. I'm fighting right now to put up the best Halloween games next week, but they won't let me until the 31st of October. Yeah. You shitheads.
And guess what'll come out? We posted on Friday the 13th the scariest villains. No one else did a Friday the 13th that I saw.
Yeah.
But come Halloween, I bet that exact same feature will be done somewhere.
Yep.
And you just gotta fucking deal with it. Just live with the fact that. I spent a lot of time writing a history of Game Babes. It was going to go up on a Friday. On a Wednesday, Game Daily posted a Game Babe photo gallery, like go through the ages. And it was another one of their 15 one image, one paragraph things that you click through with no information, no anything. It's very empty. But it was the idea, and it's going to make mine look like I just saw it and went like, let's do our own. But then you look at ours, and it's got a fuckload of images, a bunch of text.
Seriously.
There's a lot more to it. Same thing, this also happened about stealing articles. People from Something Awful got a little miffed at us, and also readers did from Something Awful.
Wait, and let me say this.
A site that I love. I love
Something Awful. I am not picking a fight with you crazy motherfuckers.
I am not picking a fight because I visit it like every day, and I love it. The site is fucking hilarious. However,
who doesn't visit it every day is Charlie Barrett, the author of this article we're about to discuss.
Yeah, who was on last week? But this same article, this WTF world of Wikipedia, much like the 4th of July story, much like the boobs feature, much like any other this thing we accused IGN of ripping us off incorrectly, is an idea of look how things on Wikipedia have trivial things have longer entries than things that actually matter. We had a huge article. We talked about it last week in the podcast. That idea is over. We've done it. Something Awful did it a year earlier. A fucking year ago, which is like 1,000 years in internet time, and also theirs wasn't that great. Yeah, I just didn't think the one that they did, that they were like, hey, you guys ripped our idea off of linking to Wikipedia. You look at theirs, and it's just links. It's just like, hey, this entry about Knuckles is longer than this list about whatever it was.
The Knuckle.
The Knuckle. Or was that cracked?
First of all...
No, that was Something Awful.
Okay, so there you go. Like, ours was... long and had a bunch of interesting graphs and images and like reasoning
it
why
did.
And
it had character.
And it had character. There was something of value there, not just like pointing something out. And I'm not saying theirs was bad, because it wasn't. It was just, it was functional.
I'm saying it was bad.
It was different.
I never saw it. I was kidding.
It was different, and ours was much. There was much more of an article there, and you just can't accuse someone of stealing an idea such as basic as Wikipedia differences. Like it's that. That's not. And again, it was a year separated. After a year, every idea that was on the internet is fair game again, except Rickrolling, which I guess is indefinite.
And whatever happened to having fun in the same spirit of Rickrolling? Nobody knows who the fuck invented that.
Yeah,
like everybody can get behind it every time it's done.
It came from 4chan, like everything else on the internet.
Did it?
Yeah, or so I hear.
Fuck 4chan.
Yes,
I'm totally editing that out.
That'll be the end of us. Yeah. Perception that we're a bunch of fucking idiots that just write a bunch of nonsense and rip off ideas and whatever. We actually take great care to make sure we don't do the same things in a list.
Regardless of what my articles look like, it takes time.
It actually does take a lot of effort to put together something slapdash. I'll just say that.
Doesn't that suck?
And to every other game journalist out there, if you put something up that looks somewhat like ours, or we put up something that looks shockingly like yours, get over it.
Seriously.
We're like, how many people, hundreds of people in this industry writing about a very finite amount of topics. It's going to happen. Shut up. Like, I think we should shut up about it. They should shut. Everybody should. It's not.
I think you should
like,
add you fucking crybabies to that.
Crybabies, including us.
Yes.
I don't want to make it sound like we're going, you guys are being bitches, because we did it too, and we're not anymore. Anyway, let's move on to the next topic.
Yes, okay. Let's do.
Let's go to break real quick.
Oh, I'm also sick of blogs stealing screens and passing them off as their own. That's getting
old. Oh, yeah, there is that. But they did with Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega Man 9. But whatever. Keep doing it. Come on.
All right, we're going to go away. We'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about rock band songs or...
There's a triple
stiff.
I'll do a toss then.
Wait, okay, you go ahead. Do the outro, Brit.
All right, now that we're off of that very touchy and sore topic.
Oh god,
I'm sure we'll still make some asshole mad and come off as we came off unfair. Let's go talk about something else, like a leaked list of Rock Band 2 songs, like the entire fucking track list, and it's pretty cool if it's real. And also, it being pre-E3 week, let's talk about how shitty E3 is going to be.
Beautiful. Be right back, peeps.
Talk radar. It's about to burst with snacky happiness.
I'm going to GamesRadar.com.
But it's like the kids now, like they're gonna grow up without like Pac-Man. You know, like I thought of that. I'm like, God, that's weird. Like they won't have it at all. You know, like all those old. Look at those large games. They won't have. They don't even know what it is. Like that's. And the worst part about it is we'll be explaining it and looking like freaks. We'll be explaining our video games. They'll be playing some new futuristic fighting game. We'll be like, well, when I was your age, we had a game with a yellow circle. And it ate dots and fruit. And then it would be chased by ghosts. Oh, my. Oh. That's great, Grandpa. And there was another game with a monkey. And he threw barrels at you. And you had to jump them or they'd hurt you. I gotta go, Grandpa. Wait, I didn't tell you about the frog who tries to cross the street.
And we're back. Hi, everybody. Should I not talk about like a Minnesotan?
That wasn't a very good Minnesota accent.
Really?
No.
Can you tell I'm drinking?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to mention this. We were just talking about competing websites, and not necessarily IGN, but I got an email from IGN today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And in the subject line was Animal Crossing.
Oh, really?
Yes. Apparently, it has been 1,877 days since you updated your IGN wish list or collection in Club IGN. please come visit our Animal Crossing guide. And they put their Animal Crossing guide up now?
Surely not.
Bitches, you're 2,000 days late almost. That's
It came out in 01.
I know,
no,
but that's...
No, it came out in 02.
It's been rare, but I remember, like, I had signed up for a lot of stuff there back then, and it's just so weird that I'm still getting it.
I still get charged for Insider $20 a year, and I've tried to cancel it.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I've tried to cancel it, and I just get this weird workaround that I'm just like, fuck it, fine, I'll pay $20.
I know, I hate that. Did you ever hear that AOL, the guy trying to cancel AOL, and they won't let him?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to help you, sir. No, you're not helping me.
You're not helping me. Same thing happened to me a bunch. I paid for AOL for probably 4 or 5 years without ever using it, and I tried to cancel 5 times, and it didn't.
I stopped using Insider when I graduated college and didn't just sit around reading all day during class. And that
now
was
you do it during work.
Now I do it during work. Only now I don't know, whatever. I just don't use it anymore. And that was 04 when I graduated college. So
hey, but you know what?
No.
Games Radar, I would never do that to you.
I know.
We'd never charge you money, baby, for reading this site. Just come on. We'll give you all the info.
And if we do a few years from now, so
what you want to know? So the new Rock Band songs? We'll tell you. Come on. Sit on my lap.
Yeah. So, yeah, allegedly there was a list today leaked from a video that somebody scrolling through all the songs of Rock Band
2. Yeah, it looks reliable.
It looks reliable, but there is the fact that, as people have pointed out, the background isn't scrolling as the store does, the Rock Band store does. Some of the names are misspelled.
I'm such a dork. And really, Brett, confirm for me, audience, I had said, okay, we need a moratorium on Rock Band. I know, because, you know, we all tend to play it every week. We can play it with each other. It's fun to play in the office. This is good news. I've been reading tons of Rock Band news, of leaked lists, and this matches up. This seems like a pretty good amalgam of all the rumors I've heard.
Yeah, this does. It's a fucking huge list. It's even broken up into tiers. We'll have a link.
Yeah, every time I kept scrolling down, every time I thought the tears were over, they kept adding a new descriptor that was even more horrifying.
Yeah. There'll be a link on the site of Games Radar.
Let's put it this way. Blistering is the third last tier of Rock Band songs.
That's a lot of fucking songs. How many is that? I haven't checked. But anyway.
I'll dub it in later, like after in the middle of the podcast, you'll just hear.
That's a lot of 63 songs.
That's a lot of.
Right. Yeah, like some of these songs, like Ace of Spades and Cowboys from Hell were both in the first Guitar Hero, but I'm very excited to see them redone properly with the full band. Shit like November Rain, man, if that is legitimate, song is like, what, like 5-6 minute song? That's pretty good.
And mostly piano and violin. I'm going to see how that translates to my guitar.
Stuff like What's the Frequency, Kenneth, I think will be a lot of fun.
I love that song. It's the Dan Rather getting beat up song.
Yeah, it is. I love that song. What else we got in here?
A lot of these songs are, yes, mainstream, cliched. I'm tired of hearing them, but they're perfect. And I still love them. And like, and Everlong is a great example.
That'll be fun to play.
For every instrument, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any Way You Want It by Journey.
Oh, come my on. God. Thank you. I don't have to download on a Guitar Hero.
Come on.
I mean, I love you, Guitar Hero. And by the way, kids, we're giving away a Guitar Hero on tour.
Forums. Do you want a copy of it and be part of the grand experiment that is Guitar Hero on tour?
Yes.
You could win a free one.
Yes.
What else we got? Metallica Fuel, which I had a little inside info about from OXM.
In
the official Xbox magazine. That they had ran an ad that actually would say what DLC was coming out, what dates for Rock Band. And Fuel by Metallica was one of the songs that was supposed to come out.
Give it fire! Ooh.
And it never came out. And, I mean, this may be part of just some elaborate hoax, and he's like, hey, I noticed that song never came out, and that's why it's in here. Or, hey, that would make sense because Harmonix already made the song, and it's just been sitting on it.
Now, was it kind of rumored that Metallica has gone exclusively Guitar Hero? Like, that'll be the next subtitle, the Guitar Hero game,
I think it was, yeah.
Next year? Not confirmed, but like, you know, sorry if you read the internet a lot.
They also have a TNT from AC/DC, which I guess is the first appearance of AC/DC.
You know what they have? They have actually, that is the second of their Tony Hawk menu screen songs.
Oh,
they have Ace of Spades by Motorhead as well. I like that they have, oh goodness, Chop Suey by System of a Down. That song is so much fun. And I really, you know how much I want to hate your new bands, kids? I want to just wag a finger and chase you off my lawn with a stick with your new fucking bands. But, you know, the System of a Down, Chop Suey, beautiful. Yeah. And just so I can talk about Ram Jam, Black Betty.
Okay. Bring me to life. Bring me to life.
Oh, my God, Evanescence. Okay, we do bitch you a lot about bad songs in Rock Band, but you know what? I do think they need one song that is fucking terrible.
That's it.
And that would be it.
That is Bring Me to Fucking Life, a.k.a. I Ruined Daredevil single-handedly.
yes.
I thought
and
it would
I
be...
made Goss twice as irritating.
It's just like, what is the audience of that song? That's like the audience that I'm too young for Chemical Romance, so I need something else. And that's that's all I can do is make.
I don't know. Every time I hear that song played, I feel like walking into a wrestling ring.
Yeah, the audience of that song is 14-year-old girls. Men who are actually 14-year-old girls, wrestling fans, and frat boys, who are all 14-year-old girls.
You just described my bookmarks in my porn section.
I know.
So yeah, basically there's a big.
Oh God, Drain You by Nirvana. Very happy about that.
I'm as we found out two podcasts ago. I'm a big Green Day fan. I'm more of an older Green Day fan.
Yeah.
And they have When I Come Around on here, which. I'm happy to see the band on there, but that's also the safest possible song.
It really is.
It's really like they could have picked. I mean,
Lookout or Basket Case.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do Longview or Basket Case.
Longview, man.
But I would prefer something from CDs older than that
and more Clash, and not just the hits. I like Rock the Casbah as much as anybody else. But
yes.
Oh my goodness! You know what? Clamp Down. I want to say it now. Put the Clash Clamp Down. On my DLC.
Yes. White Riot.
White Riot, goddammit.
Spanish Bombs.
Spanish
London
Bombs.
London Calling.
London Calling. Police and Thieves.
I'm happy to see Float On by Modest Mouse.
Oh, yeah, because we're all going to.
I know. It's just it's such a pleasant song. It'll be the, I think I'm Paranoid of Rock Band 2.
What? Explain.
I don't know. It's just a very light, poppy song that's really fun to sing.
Actually, it is, because I have a bunch of fucking indie, elitist, pretentious art fucksticks coming over to my house right now as we speak.
Well, that's right. I apparently am going
to
be there.
And they all hate video games. But you know what? They're all addicted to Rock Band now. And I think I'm Paranoid did a really good job of that, because especially the women and the more effeminate men have a great time singing that song, because they all
the drums in that song are good. They're like, it's even on Expert. It's a good tough song,
simple,
but it's
satisfying.
No, exactly. It's not a hard song to play at all, but it's fun. So yeah, you've got to make a walk of shame after this, I think, to go play Rock Band. That I think I'm participating in.
Michael is going to have to give the Carlos Brett and I a ride home.
Oh man.
And what? Yeah.
Wasn't
How'd you think it was
going to
go
that way? I don't know.
Are you kidding?
I was going to go through the sunset
go through
today.
Oregon?
Get a haircut.
Little insider San Francisco joke, eh?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. God, that's annoying.
Really annoying.
So, yeah, you've got to walk through the city with the bear.
I got to walk through the city. I don't know why. Again, bringing up Paul fucking asshole Ryan in the podcast, that Aryan douchebag who runs Sheep Man.
Jesus. Oh, it's true.
He's refused to buy his own rock.
He's a Nazi.
He is. He's a fucking. He's a Hitler hedgehog. He refuses to buy Rock Band despite the exact same salary as me, and the love of the game. So I just have to bring it over for every time he has people coming over.
That's annoying.
I don't drive a car, so I have to pack up.
All
There's
that
no.
Shit.
Dignified way to pack up Rock Band, regardless of what they say about the bars, and bring it anywhere. And so, like, I have to ride the bus. And you know what's more embarrassing than riding the bus with your Rock Band equipment? getting jacked on the bus for your Rockman equipment. Just the thing of holding on for dear life. No, my these are my fake trumps. Whap.
Has that happened?
No, but I mean that's
even worse.
When you're traveling through the My Awful Neighborhood, at oh my god, I may link to it. Somebody wrote an article about my specific block.
Really?
Yeah, I may made this out of this interesting, but yeah, there's pictures and there's a street and on my street. There's a street close to right where I live that every time I get off the BART from coming home from work, I find it's covered in suds. Like
I've seen that actually,
like insane Willy Wonka esque, and like it's a big fun rave. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And I finally ask, there are so many people, homeless people, vomiting and shitting in the middle of the street. It has to be hosed down until every day until these suds reach waist high in one of the busiest streets in San Francisco. That's how shitty the neighborhood I live in is.
I've seen Michael those Jordan. Suds and wondered what was going on. Like when we ate out of that Vietnamese place.
Yeah, I was.
And I was like, they're actually going to blast us off the sidewalk with all this water.
I was a little unprepared today. I woke up kind of late and I was dodging vomit. And then I realized I look like Fred Astaire.
But you know what's slightly worse than just simply carrying Rock Band drums?
What?
Yesterday, yesterday I took home, because I don't own Guitar Hero 3 because I kind of hate it. Yeah. So I borrowed it from work, and I took a guitar home to play the Top Gun anthem, which I played relentlessly and loved it. Such a fun song to play. Oh, my God. Anyway. Was walking. You already look kind of silly walking through the streets carrying a big fake plastic guitar. Yeah. Then I realized I'm wearing a Guitar Hero shirt.
At
the same time, and I pointed out to Carolyn, my girlfriend, and she gets a look of kind of like, oh, my God.
Like, I understand that because, okay, get this. I'm a dad and I have a young daughter at home.
No, you don't.
I'm just saying, I get like this scenario.
Like,
there is no excusable way. Like, I'm bringing my daughter a Hello Kitty balloon. If I'm wearing a Hello Kitty shirt with the balloon, I would be arrested.
Yeah.
Or people would assume you work for Sanrio, one of the two.
Yeah. I went to work wearing a Guitar Hero 2 shirt just because I'm at work. I'm not going anywhere else.
That shirt fits me really good. I love
it. Oh, I like the shirt. I got no problem. I got no beef with the shirt.
Hey, Activision, love that shirt. Hate your game. Just say
it. It was a Guitar Hero. It was a Guitar Hero 2 shirt.
Oh, my bad. My
but I'm
shirt.
Walking through the street with my Nintendo bag, my Guitar Hero 2 shirt, and carrying the Guitar Hero controller, and I was actually embarrassed to be alive. I'm like, I want to just actually drop the guitar in the street. Just be like, sorry, guys,
We brought that up before, but how people work together. I will pay you. I will personally will pay Rock Band and I will pay Activision and Harmonix an extra $100 to just share instruments.
Yeah.
I can't afford the space, the indignity of owning any more fake plastic instruments in my time.
I've already said I'm not going to play Rock Revolution. Because I'm not buying another goddamn drum set.
For the sole reason, though. I hope they understand that. Like, quit trying to make us buy more.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Otherwise, I would welcome a new...
I can't imagine... Like, because, you know, your game is... no matter what, it's going to be third. It's not going to be first place. You're not going to unseat these two. Don't make your... License it. License it. It'll be cheaper. I promise you. You have my word.
So, yeah. This... we'll actually be seeing Rock Band 2 next week at E3, which... You may have heard is next week, and what you
are
may
we
have heard.
Are we going to be at the E-Triple?
We are going to be at
E-Triple. Right, Michael? You quit it, Mr.
What?
Just kidding, I thought trying to get your attention. Hi, Michael.
My mind was wandering, I'm sorry.
Your mind can't wander during the podcast. We need it here.
No more fidgeting with the power supply of your laptop.
No!
I'll show you fidgeting, you fucking assholes. Jesus.
All right, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Yeah, we'll be at E3 next week doing the 10th podcast, the 10th Ooh. Talk Radar. TDRX, I think it's TDRX.
Yes. That's how we're going to market it for the 2 days and no budget we have.
Yeah. We need to like spend several thousand dollars to come up with a brand new logo for it that will only be used that day.
Well, if only our coverage
I don't care
could.
What the logo
TDRX.
Looks like.
TDRX.
I just want the THX logo to pop up before it.
If only we had our coverage sponsored by Sprint.
If only. Or maybe, you know, like Sunkissed or something else as lame as that.
Yeah. Sunny Delight.
Sunny Delight presents Games Radar presents E3, the shitty edition. Because regardless of what you've heard, E3 is going to blow this year. It's going to be lame.
This is my first time. You guys have all done it before.
It's going to be, like, last year was a shadow of the previous year, and from what I've heard, this year is going to be even shittier. But in the same building, the old good E3 used to be. And I'm one of the people that liked the big show. The big fucking awfully loud.
Well, I heard that. I heard that from you.
I love everything about the big show except having to wander and squeeze through the crowds of people who didn't fucking
believe it. It's annoying, but I'm like, it's 1 week of the year that I get to act like I'm actually in a big industry. Like, and we are, but it... You actually feel it at that point, because most of the year we're just sitting writing all the time. Yeah. This is the one time of the year where you were like, holy crap, this is a big goddamn deal. And there's celebrities here, there's news crews here, there's all kinds of shit. It's not just the same guys from Game Trailers filming everything.
Was there anything resembling a celebrity there last year?
No, not that I saw.
And you can't call Mr. Molyneux a celebrity just yet. Sorry.
No. But yeah, no? So we'll be there, and some of the big rumors going right now is apparently one of our official UK magazines already confirmed that Animal Crossing is going to show up from Nintendo at their press conference.
Yeah.
I will be unhappily sitting at 9 a.m. with registration begins at 7:30. I'm like, hi.
I love that. The internet's going to have to find it. It's just above meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Do it again, dude. Mike.
Animal Crossing, Wild World for the DS, I think it sold eight million copies. That's a lot of fucking Animal Crossing, and I love it.
What you said before, the Wii needs a hard drive.
Wii needs a hard drive.
Needs a game to sell its hard drive.
I know. Mm-hmm. That seems like a perfect fit. Those two things together. There's also a rumor there'll be a new PSP, which I forgot the PSP existed about a year ago. So
liar. What were you playing over your vacation?
It's true. Over the vacation, I played Mega Man Powered Up. Because
you hadn't played it before?
No, which is weird, because I love old Mega Man. And
I just, I love all that game until the new villains show up. I hated both their levels.
There's only two levels. You just run through.
Oil Man. No,
yeah, he's great.
Not for me.
Somebody pointed out wisely that Oil Man is also a big lip breakdancer who talks like, "Yo, man, what's up?
What up?"
So that was.
I wanted to point this out. I keep reading headlines today. Mega Man 9 receives will receive DLC.
Well,
it didn't say what. But I wanted to see if you could elaborate.
Well, okay, yeah, that was one of the things that they said not to say.
And since...
true. Where was that from?
Everywhere. It's on all the sites. You know how it works. It was on since last night, so it's everywhere.
Well, the point is, does it say question mark, or does it say done?
It's somebody confirmed that there will be DLC, but...
Well, I kind of said already that there'd be more stuff to it.
Is it a technicality, because Mega Man 9... is DLC.
Yeah, I know.
That's like if I went out and bought Area 51 Black Site and it says will feature gameplay.
Later. We'll add it later. I don't know. When I played Mega Man 9, I saw the menu that had all that shit in there, and I wasn't supposed to say any of it. So, I don't know.
Do you want me to cut this out? What are you doing to me right now?
No, the fact that if somebody...
Give me something concrete. Give me something the readers want to know.
Well, I can't.
No, wait.
I'm supposed to... Yeah, and fucking sever the really good relationship we have with Capcom.
Yeah,
who have been like very good to
listeners.
One of the few companies to really treat us right. Yeah, we're gonna fuck that up.
All right, you're right about that, listeners. I tried, but you are absolutely right. It's one of the easiest companies it's been to deal with is Capcom with games that we actually care. You know, we love reporting because we're all huge fans.
Yeah, it's
very rare because you know that there's plenty of other companies we love their games. We hate dealing with companies we hate. Games
companies,
we hate, but the companies we love dealing with.
Companies we love dealing with shitty games. That's also true.
Capcom is up there. It's just the best of both worlds. They make our job a whole lot. It's like exactly when we're doing something with Capcom, it feels like what I perceived this job to be when I was 10.
Yeah, it's pretty true.
Yeah.
Hey, come see this. How about this early? Yeah, we should post this. Here, have some assets.
Yeah, it's because they've got a good community blog and all this shit set up.
Is that it? What is it?
They know what they just know what they're doing with the readers. They just
you want to come out to our headquarters and play Street Fighter? It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. I'll be there.
It's not a shameless rehash. We don't do this every 4 months. And
I know you do. You guys are the king of sequels, but my God, I'll play every one of them.
Yeah.
Don't care about Devil May Cry. The game can fuck itself, but whatever.
Really? Yeah, I got four on my list. Hold on. We're going to get back on track.
It actually can fuck itself.
And it will be awesome.
Yes. We got to go through this quick because we are running out of time in this here timely podcast. Okay, sorry, back to E3 because we got distracted with our own bullshit. Next Gen, we had a Next Gen article on our site about the 30 most anticipated E3 games.
I'd love to point out quickly that the idea of the 30 most anticipated games is pretty much 30 games at E3. Like, the first game on the list is Rise of the Argonauts.
But it wasn't just that. It was
which one guy in Next Gen was anticipating it to make the list?
Oh my god, we have to put it absolutely first. That has to be the game we anticipate the most.
Swap me down like a steroidal fanboy, but number 23, Lox Quest. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is Lox Quest? I'd never heard of it until that very moment.
It's an RPG. Apparently,
I know that now.
Said apparently we've run previews about it in the past.
It doesn't matter. I've heard nothing about that. I've heard no excitement from the RPG geeks in our office who I avoid talking to. And well, it came before. It's more anticipated than Beyond Good and Evil 2, Star Wars Force Unleashed, and Mortal Kombat versus DC.
That's what I understand. Like games like highly anticipated is Force Unleashed. How is it anticipated? Like we know almost everything about it.
Not by us.
No, I mean in general, like the industry. Like we've seen a lot of it, so that means other sites have seen a fuckload of it.
And they don't have anything else to reveal. Like I'll be surprised if they have anything that shocks anybody to reveal on Force Unleashed. And we're all excited about the game in the room.
Yeah, I think the game looks all right, but how can it be on an anticipated list?
I'm looking forward to playing it, therefore I anticipate it.
But under the guise of E3, like in terms of public development for
well over a year, we know that the secret Vader level, everybody knows about that now. Young Leia, hello.
Well, yeah, Rise of the Argonauts, that I think the explanation is that it's like Codemasters is making a game. Oh my god, we're from the UK, we have to put that first.
Forgot about that. It's a small city, they all live in like the same one block area, Codemasters and Next Gen.
And then, but what puzzles me is that the next one down is High School Musical 3.
What the fuck is that about?
I'm totally looking not forward to that.
No. No.
Well, now that I look at this, this list appears to be...
Okay, cross these off the list. Order. We will not be covering at E3. Just so we will not be covering Rise of the Argonauts, High School Musical, and Brett, no Star Wars Force Unleashed?
There's nothing left to say.
Nope. Yep, I agree. Lox Quest, did we cover?
I don't care.
No. All right. Michael, we're going to start at Borderlands. Borderlands, I actually do think, looks a little interesting.
It looks a little interesting, sure. But I have a sneaking suspicion that's one of those games that will also not really be there. It'll be there, but it won't really be there. It'll be one of those games.
Mm. So should we cover it or not?
Sure, let's do it.
Sure,
let's do it.
Check mark.
It. Borderlands Mortal, it is.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat versus Dis.
I'm interested. I just want to play it. If there's, we already did a feature on it, kind of, with the characters you might see. It's really exciting.
Yes. Have you ever played Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Have you ever read a DC comic?
Maybe.
Okay, you have some idea of what to expect. Yeah. And nerf gameplay on everybody's part.
On everybody's part, yeah.
Okay, well, we will be covering that. Boom. Awesome. Stalker, Clear Skies.
No.
It was really pretty, but... it's only on a PC. Hold on.
I got addicted to Stalker, and I really don't care. You know, I'll care once I finish Stalker, maybe.
Are you really playing Stalker?
Off and on, yeah.
No, Michael got a new computer, so he went back to playing PC games for like a second. That's what happened. Don't lie.
But what a second! Oh my god!
It's nothing compared to PS Triple. Do they have trophies on games for Windows?
No.
Beyond Good and Evil, Deuce.
Yes.
That'll probably be at Ubi's press conference, which is Wednesday, I think.
Probably going to be another, it's there, but it's not there.
Like, yeah.
They'll be showing trailers on the floor and then like behind closed door meetings that we'll find out about after the fact.
Yeah.
They'll have been showing it.
Do we cover?
Yeah.
All right.
Somehow people care about that despite it consistently never selling and never really trafficking well.
We got to go quick. We're approaching an hour.
It was a critical darling.
Puzzle Quest Galactrix.
I love it, but no one's going to read about it.
That's right, because like, it's fucking
how
hectic.
How much can you write about it? It's awesome. That's all
I
you
may never
say.
Even play it, because I hate Hexic. I love the original Puzzle Quest, and that depresses me.
It's good. I'm going
to
play it.
I don't care about a number next to an ogre. I want to have fun. Bejeweled is more fun than Hexic.
Right. Well, how will you know which ogre it is if there's not a number next to it?
Crisis Warhead.
That's just two game names put together.
That's right. Just because you put a colon in the middle of two words does not mean it's a sequel. Tomb Raider Underworld. Same thing. Cross it out at number 20. Sonic Unleashed. Do we cover?
I would like to. I've yet to see it in motion, actually.
Yeah. Michael?
Yeah, every once in a while we have to, you know, have the wool pulled over our eyes a little bit. Wonder, it's like, will they get it right this time? Holy shit, no, but what a ride.
I'm going to make an associate decision and say, no, we're not covering that. We just don't have the time. So, sorry, no Sonic Unleashed on Games Radar. Number 18, Mad World.
Probably, yeah, if it's there.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that.
It looks really interesting.
Really, really nice and bloody and insidious. Animal Crossing.
If it's there, absolutely.
I'm going to say
yes.
Time consuming. It's all dependent on what kind of plants you're pulling up.
Did you hear what I said?
What kind of beach you're trading in for Excitebike.
Yeah, that's a good joke. Did you hear what I said?
No. Because I wanted to love Animal Crossing more than anybody. I'm still on IGN's mailing list for Animal Crossing.
Are you done?
What?
Are you done?
Maybe.
We're covering it.
You know what? I'm going to put a question mark next to it. Left 4 Dead. Terrible title.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Absolute great game.
Can't wait to see it. Left 4 Dead. Check mark. Resistance 2.
Yes. We can't not cover that. That's too big.
I disagree. It's a game we're supposed to care about, but nobody does. I have not played that since the week before the PS3 came out. One of my first weeks here at the Games Radar. It's really nostalgic for me.
Yeah, but you have to consider the original Resistance was put together by Insomniac over like a period of 3
Insomniac.
Days when they found out the PS3 existed, and like now they know their shit. It has to be better. I can't envision a world where it's not.
All right, I'm not going to put a question mark next to it, but I'm going to make a face that's tapping his temple. Okay.
Can the face also be sticking its tongue out?
Yeah, biting the edge. All right, Killzone 2. I'm going to say just not going to be there.
Probably not.
Probably not.
They're not going to have Resistance and Killzone like vying for the same attention.
They shouldn't be. Especially with the same numeric next to it. I'm already confused with it on the list. I predict fake Killzone 2 footage with a fake controller with a robotic PR person.
I know they've been doing hands-on with Killzone like in the last several months.
Curses.
So it has to be there somewhere.
We must make a decision. Killzone 2, cover or not? I'm going to put a big over it, which is obscuring it from you. All right, Fable 2.
Yeah.
I'm so bored of it already.
I'm not. I loved Fable 1, and I bought a shitty Xbox disc, and it would just restart me to the beginning after like 9 hours of gameplay.
Hey,
I can't wait to play a proper working version.
I want to play it, and I want to grow apples and feed those apples to my dog, which I will then feed to my children, who I will then feed to a monster.
Command & Conquer Red Alert 3. That's way too many subtitles and headings. No. I'll play Command & Conquer or Red Alert. I'm not going to play both.
I'm actually excited for Red Alert.
I'll put an MR down there for Michael. Far Cry 2.
No.
I thought the first one was really beautiful, but every game in the world looks like it now. No. Prince of Persia. Are we going to cover Prince of Persia?
They'll probably go over it in detail at the press conference.
Yeah, if it's there. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say yes. Final Fantasy 13, I heard it's not on Square's list of games that'll be at E3, so I think if anything, it'll just be a trailer.
They'll talk about Chrono Trigger for DS and Last Remnant. And
which is not on the list. Thank you, Next Gen.
Yeah. Well, they probably wrote it before that announcement was made, that Chrono Trigger, a straight-up remake with no real extra footage.
Yeah, but they wrote the Animal Crossing one. Like, I'm not saying Nintendo's going to announce Animal Crossing, but under Brett's theory, the Animal Crossing entry is written like it's a concrete thing.
Well, no, we have an official Nintendo magazine in the UK that reported some, like, I actually have the link. They didn't report it.
They hinted towards it in their next issue.
No, in the last paragraph, he says, if you've read the newest issue, you know
he did say that after the screen leaked.
Yeah, he's then you know Animal Crossing is being announced. So if it's not announced, then this
you
guy's full
My
of
mistake.
Shit.
My mistake. I'll buy you some goat cheese. Final Fantasy 13 we won't be covering. Street Fighter 4, did we cover?
We have covered the ball shit out of that game.
Like, the only thing we can milk out of that now is to talk about additional characters. That's really about
more
it.
Levels. I want to see if there's a Gaia level with that guy pantomiming jerking off in the background.
Yes. The graphics have progressed to a point where you should be able to see him actually jerking off in the background.
He's actually fingering his own urethra.
Yes. Okay. Getting them way in there, up to the knuckle.
I'm glad this is the last segment. I'm not going to hear any complaints from the bosses about it. Street Fighter 4, only for urethra purposes. Rock Band 2, do we cover? I don't think anybody's interested. Just kidding. We're going to be there just to play a Blondie song. Covered. Little Big Planet is probably the only reason I can, the best reason I can think of to own a PS3. Of course, we're going to cover it. Halo Wars looks boring. I don't know how much that universe can sustain something outside of its genre. Anybody? Anybody?
All we got to do is put...
We're a podcast here, people.
Wait. We're Games Radar. Therefore, the internet thinks we love Halo. So, yeah. I guess we have to because we're contractually obligated because we're owned by Microsoft.
That seemed forced. I'm going to cut it out of the list. No Halo Wars. You'll never see it on this website, people. Spore. Did we cover Spore?
Only spornography.
Spornography. Anything that... Oh, God. Anything with a nipple, a testicle, or a gaping hinder hole will be covered. Check
mark. I think Birdo has all three of those.
Cheers.
So, yeah, when it gets to the space design phase and people start designing, like, airplanes with giant assholes, that's
oh, my God.
With their own gravity.
Oh.
Gears of War 2. Do we cover?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
What the hell is the Gears of War?
We already covered Gears of War 1.
And then I think there was a Halo 3 after that.
All right. Microphone possible. Number 2. Number 2 on Next Gen's 30 most anticipated games. Resident Evil 5. I say we cover because I really do need to put killing black people into context. Otherwise, I'm going to have to write my congressman.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have
Huzzah! Some. Brett said it. Yeah, moving on. Number 1 on... Which I'm going to say, if you can hear a shrug over the podcast, number one on IGN's... number one on Next Gen's most anticipated E3 games, Fallout 3?
I'm going to say fuck yes.
All right.
I'm going to say I've already got something in the works, motherfucker.
Brett.
Yeah?
What do you think about Fallout 3?
Michael said he's got it, so sure.
I'm going to make another associate decision and say that I've never played the first two, so we will not be covering Fallout 3. Michael, cancel your article. There'll be no Fallout 3. So to go over the list, we Games Radar expect coverage of Borderlands, Beyond Good and Evil 2, Mad World, Animal Crossing, Left 4 Dead, Resistance, Fable 2, Prince of Persia, Rock Band 2, Street Fighter, only the Urethra, Command and Conquer, only if Michael finds a time, no Halo Wars, Spore, possible Gears of War 2, Resident Evil 5, yes, and that is it. You will not find a single other piece of game information on our site because we don't
probably
give a shit about comprehension. Do I have to say I'm just kidding? Listeners, you'll find all that shit on our site.
It will all be there because most of it already is.
Including, if you can, I promise I'll try and record a video of me singing and playing at the same time What's the Frequency Kenneth on Rock Band 2.
Cool, yeah.
If that does exist, that'll be the confirmation for our website that song exists. Okay, well, we're going to get out of here. Next week, we'll see you in E3. Everybody, say goodbye.
Bye.
Sorry, we pride ourselves in coming in under an hour. Peace, everybody.